Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhyalila text, chapter 23, text 466. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sevaka Vatsala Prabhu Chari Veda Gai. Sevakari Stani Krishna Pakase Sadayai. The four Vedas declare the Lord is affectionate to his servants. Krishna always manifests himself to his servants. Om Gana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayebhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. So we've had a, almost 400 verses, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Prabhupada said his books were his personal ecstasies. And one time I just had an idea that maybe the longest purports were his greatest ecstasies. And the two longest purports in the Bhagavatam, one is in the seventh canto, where it describes Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, the nine processes of devotional service, and Prabhupada goes on for about 20 pages. That's a real ecstasy for him. The other one is the fourth chatur shloki, which describes Abhideya Tattva, the science of the science of the means to attain devotional service. In other words, bhakti. Bhakti is the abhideya. It's the means to realize the absolute truth. And if the absolute truth is a person, devotion obviously is the only way in which you can understand any person. Does anybody understand you who doesn't love you? Because what we are is more than this physical form of our history. It's our love in relationships. And that only comes out, in devotion. So Prabhupada talked about this Abhideya Tattva, about the science of devotion, especially the words Sarvatra Sarva, anywhere and anywhere, it's applicable. It's universally applicable. It's a very interesting purport. Prabhupada said you don't even have to be born to practice devotional service. In the womb, he gave so many examples. It doesn't even matter what species of life, he gave so many examples. It was an ecstasy, I think. And I think it was based on that kind of ecstasy that Prabhupada came to the West, his conviction that bhakti is universally applicable. And therefore, he, as Vaisheshika Prabhu says or uses, maybe it's from someplace else, but fan the spark. Prabhupada saw that in the hearts, and he was confident. He was confident, not in himself, but in the process of devotional service. And therefore, when he stood on the shore, when he just alighted on the shore of America, facing the material civilization with just a box of Bhagavatam, how will I do this? I'm insignificant. But then he started to quote from the Bhagavatam, how the process of devotional service based on chanting and hearing purifies one. Shrinbata Swakata. No, which one is it? Shru Shru Shro Shradhanasya Vasudeva Katarachi Sat Mahatseva Punya Tirtana Shiva. So many verses. So many verses. So this is also quite a long purport, a verse by Krishna's Kaviraj. And it takes time. This is poetry. You are to get the effect in poetry, you have to really limit the use of your words and sentences because they have to fit the proper meter. They have to fit the proper rhyme. And verse after verse, and what's the subject? The subject is the Sankirtan mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That seems to be his ecstasy. And he goes on describing it with the torches and how it's decorated and the enthusiasm and the amount of devotees and the quality of devotees and the people chanting and the dancers and the madangas and the wampers and the kartals and Lord Chaitanya roaring. He goes on and on and on and on and on, explaining about that. But then in the middle of it, we take a little detour so we can understand that this is extremely important. And Lord Chaitanya is visiting the hermitage of the most simple person. Because I go to Mayapur every year, I know exactly where it is, the place of Kolavetra Sridhar. And it's right past, because on that main road is the Chankazi's place. And then you ride maybe for another 20, 25 minutes by rickshaw and you get to the Jagannath Mandir, ISKCON's Jagannath Mandir. And behind that in the fields is marked the place of Kolavetra Sridhar. So Lord Chaitanya makes this detour with the devotees. He's not coming alone. Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishna Sangha Pangasta Parshanam. He comes with his weapons, which is his associates, the son. He comes with his associates. And this person is so poor. All he can do to earn a living, and we see that in India, if you can't earn a living anyway, you can buy some bananas and put them on a cart and sit in the main road or buy something else. I can't imagine what kind of living you could make selling bananas, but they do something. It's karma. That's what you're left with. That's what you do. Or you can even beg. You can stay on the side of the road and put out a bowl and chant Hare Krishna. And it is the duty of Grihasthas, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, to give to the poor people something, because if you don't, your own heart will become hard. Bhakti is opening the heart to God, and compassion is opening the heart to others. And if you don't have compassion, the heart will be closed also to God. Jiva doi Krishna nam sarva dharma sar. Jiva doi Krishna nam sarva dharma sar. Nadia godrume nityananda mahajan. Jiva doi Krishna sarva, the essence of all religion is jiva doi, compassion. The best way is Jiva Doi Krishna Nam. There's two words for mercy in Sanskrit. One is kripa and one is doya. Kripa is when your mercy is directed. Guru Kripa, Radha Kripa, Krishna Kripa. When it's directed. And doya is when it's just a feeling that reflects on everyone. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya is going to give kripa. He's going to give kripa. And he and the word here is so powerful. The word here is so powerful. It says, Sevaka Vatsala. Papu Chari. Sevaka Vatsala. Sevaka Vatsala. Vatsala means like a parent, like affectionate. Vatsalya Ras, Vatsalya, affectionate. Sevaka, to one who has the mood of service. Because servant is not just someone who serves, it's one who has the mood of service. One sadhu in Vrindavan, I heard him lecture. I knew him well. And he said, if you take away the seva from sevaka, if you take away the mood of service, then sevaka becomes vak. And vak is vakasara. It's the demon. You take away, like someone could serve someone. Supposed to cook for someone. They don't like them, but they cook anyway, and they can throw the meal on the table. But sevaka vatsala, this is what attracts Krishna's mercy. The mood of service. The mood of service. He was spending 50% of his income for others, and he was only selling banana leaves. If you know, in Bengal, they eat on banana leaves. It's probably the highest class plate and cheapest. So shiny, it's so good, a big banana leaf plate. Seem to have some flies in this room. Sevaka Vatsala. Is there any service? Is there any service? One who serves Krishna. And what is bhakti? Pradyumna Prabhu gave me the best definition. Bhakti means available for service. And that's so hard for us because we're conditioned in this material world not to be the servant of the center, but to be the center. Somehow we've got this faith since time immemorial that this is sublimity. This is sublimity, being in the. But sublimity is not an external thing. Sublimity is a question of heart. And that question of heart comes when you are humble and want to serve. And when you have a relationship with someone like that, when you have a relationship with someone like that, you win their hearts. You win their hearts. This is the secret of bhakti. We should, at Bhoirajampu's commentary on Shivananda Sen and the dog, we should act in such a way that the heart of a Vaishnava melts, because then everything will come out. Service. I described, I went to this one ashram in Barsana, a friend of mine took me, and they're known for their humility and service. And I walked in the door, small ashram, small car. They were falling over, they were falling over each other, trying to serve me in the most soft way, everyone. And even their guru, their Mahant, who's famous, and he chants every day from 5 a.m. to, chants from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is for real. He wasn't always here. He was one time at Hodal. He was one of the Kusum Sarva. Now he has his ashram. And he heard I was coming. Who am I? And he even stopped his chanting a little bit early and called me in his room, wanting to serve. And then I remember, you know, he said, take Basadam, I'm not taking today or whatever. I sat down and, wow, what Basadam. And then when I finished, I went to wash my hands to leave, and this great Mahant comes out. He has a little plastic bag with a white Peshmiri charter. He takes it out and he throws it over my shoulders and hugs me. The mood of service. I tell you, I was there in Vrindavan when Radhanath Swami first came back after 10 years, arrived in Mathura by train, walked along the bank of the Jamuna, never saw the Krishna Balaram Mandir. I was the first one he saw. And what did he say? Is there any service for me? I remember every time I would visit, I've told you this, visit Ramesh Baba, one of the great saints in Braj. He was shaving, he was eating, no matter what he would do, he'd stop. Is there any service for me? And that mood in the heart towards Krishna is what attracts Krishna to us. And that mood in our heart of anybody else in relationship to us is what attracts our heart to them. So the four Vedas declare Sevaka Vatsala. The Lord is very affectionate to his servants. Krishna always manifests himself to his servants. Next verse. Behold the influence of the Lord's servants to the full satisfaction of your eyes, and then become attached to Krishna in that mood of service. You get the mood of the devotees that you associate with. And again, I'm in Vrindavan. I was fortunate to meet some great scholars. And I remember one of them said that sishas, the term for servant, means one who takes the, one, disciple, one who takes the mood of his guru. And Voltaire, I've quoted this many times, it's such a good thing. Quote, he said, that which you appreciate gradually belongs to you. So you serve and you associate with these people and you become like them. That's why in the Bhagavatam, where they describe, there's so many verses that describe how the soul becomes elevated. Nasta prayeshu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. All things are destroyed by the service to the Bhagavat, the person Bhagavat, the book Bhagavat. The person Bhagavat teaches the book Bhagavat, and the book Bhagavat is about the servant Bhagavat, the servants of God. And it goes on with a progression of verses. ending in Vidyate Vidya Granthis, the knot of the false ego is then destroyed. And then Evam Prasanna Manaso, Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, and the senses become enlivened. And all the great sages did this, and Tasmat Bharata Sarva, and therefore, these Tasmat verses are there in the Bhagavad. Therefore, he says, therefore, chant, hear, and remember Krishna. Chant, hear, and remember Krishna. But then the question of them always. So the question is, well, I can't do that. Who can do that? Always. How can we chant always? It's not easy. We don't have the samskaras. And even 5,000 years ago, when the Bhagavatam was spoken, people could get discouraged when you say this is the process always. Chanting, hearing, remember Krishna. And then the next verse is Sushrushro Shradhanasya Vasudeva Katarachi Syat Mahatsevana Vipra Punya, that you associate with the devotees. And by associating with the devotees, this is, doesn't mean like pizza, just pizza at the MVT, but really associating with devotees and advanced devotees. Then will become attached as they are, because we'll observe them and we'll actually see how attractive humility and service is. Otherwise, just in the world, we'll think of those conceptions as being a doormat, or being walked all over, or being weak. But actually, humility is the strongest thing, because humility means to resist the false ego. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining how, and this was the story. And Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to demonstrate this. So he came, he's so poor, and he had this pot of water for external use. And it was so broken and so repaired that no one even steal it. And Lord Chaitanya took it and drank the water, because he respected the mood of humility and service so much that he wanted to honor such people. He wanted to honor them. This is what's significant. This is what's powerful. That mood of service. And what gets in the way? The false ego. Desire for superiority, desire to center ourselves in the middle, just thinking about we want, narcissistic consciousness. We see the world according to our desires. It destroys things. Do not consider the designation servant of Krishna as something insignificant. For the Supreme Lord does not accept a less fortunate person as servant. This is what is Bhadra. Bhadra means auspicious. This is what is auspicious. Service. That's when the cowherd boys went to the Brahmins asking for food for Krishna. They say, Bhadram te. This is the most auspicious thing. It's service. But it's a faith by those who have surrendered and have tasted service. Otherwise, our previous samskaras of liking to be served and liking to control will become prominent, and service will be a struggle. The Hare Krishna mantra is a prayer for service, and not just the external thing, to get that mood, because that mood of service will help us enter into the spiritual world. We'll not just see a picture of Krishna, but we will see Krishna. We'll enter beyond blue to transcendental blue, and we'll experience that. And we'll be attracted to that. And when the devotees saw the Lord's sevaka vatsala, the Lord's affection, the Lord's affection for his devotee, because they saw the Lord's heart and it's so attractive, they all began to cry because this is so mercy. They saw the Lord's heart, which comes out in affection for his devotees. One who for many millions of lifetimes execute all his occupational duties with sincerity and nonviolence, and who day and night prays to the Lord in the mood of a servant, ultimately remembers Narayan at the time of death. Ante Narayana Smriti, to actually remember God at the time of death. One who does this. Execute his duties, nonviolent, sincere, and praise in the mood of a servant. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. He then attends a liberation, being freed from all bondage. When one is thus liberated, he becomes a servant of Govinda. So this is the perfection of life. As Prabhupada said, I think it's in the Gita, the perfected state of the living entity is called a devotee. Perfected state of the living entity is called a devotee. The explanation of those who comment on the scriptures is that liberated souls accept bodies suitable for the Lord's pastimes and engage in the worship of Krishna. So ultimately, love comes in relationship, and different bodies are suited for different relationships, and the spiritual body manifests to serve Krishna. Ultimately, not just by offering things, by offering love, which manifests in things. I read one commentary which said that feelings for Krishna are more important than thoughts for Krishna, because feelings for Krishna will manifest into thoughts for Krishna. And they'll manifest, if they're the right feelings, they'll manifest in the right thoughts. The thoughts of Krishna are composed of bhav or devotion. So without that devotion, it's not going to be authentic. Same thing with kirtan. Kirtan is when the bhava in the heart is expressed through the discipline of music. In his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami quotes Vishnu Swami as follows: eternally liberated persons accept bodies suitable for the Lord's pastimes and engage in his worship. Therefore, the devotees are as good as the Supreme Lord. The Lord agrees to be defeated by his devotees, because that's the Supreme Personality is love, not position. And love is the subordinate position, not the superior position. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it cannot be the Supreme Personality of Godhead without being inspired to take the subordinate position of service. And in fact, that is such an important point, that the first place that we see Krishna in both the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, both places, the main book about Krishna, the main book that Krishna spoke, we see him in the same place. On the chariot of Arjuna, he is the driver. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is more prominent than the Supreme Position of Godhead. The prayers found in Nubra universes are inadequate to properly glorify the devotees. Because what can be greater than having the mercy of Krishna? What can be greater than being completely humble? Having character and resisting the impulses, the irrational impulses of the mind and the senses. A heart full of love. Nothing higher. Brahma, Shiva, and others are pleased to be addressed as servants. Ananta Seshu supports the universe, also desires the qualification to serve the Lord. So these are the Ishwaras. These are the most powerful demigods. They also want to be the servant. And God himself wants to be the servant, and then therefore takes birth as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of their past misdeeds, sinful people feel unhappy to graciously accept Advaita as a devotee. We went through this pastime before, that some of the followers of Advaita didn't want to accept that he was a servant of Lord Chaitanya, only wanted to accept that he was superior. This is due to some kind of problem in the past life that you have that conception, because there's nothing more exalted than a servant. If we value love more than anything else, Lord Krishna is greatly pleased with one who is accepted as a bhakta. Who other than Krishna knows the glories of the devotees? So Krishna, the supreme authority, is pleased when one is accepted as a bhakta. Sinful people who claim to be God for the purpose of filling their bellies are actually all idiots. What is the word for idiot? Jaradgava. So he's speaking with such emotion now. Some people want to be God rather than his servants. They want to be worshipped and their motive is food. What idiots. How foolish. The goal should be happiness, and happiness is a heart filled with devotion, not with ambition. Some instruct their ass-like and fox-like disciples, go and meditate on me as Ramachandra. So every once in a while, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Prabhupada did this, he breaks out of the telling of the story and makes a social commentary. Prabhupada did this in the Bhagavatam. Even he's sitting in his room, and it's a description of Vrindavan, which is Swakeli Sampat. Sampat means wealth of what? Swakeli, for the pastime, for Swakeli, for the play of Krishna. And it's describing how beautiful it is on the shore of the Jamuna, and the fragrance and the birds and the chirping, and it's beautiful. And Prabhupada said, just like our Raman Redi, because at that time, Krishna, you know, the people listening who go into Vrindavan won't realize that Vrindavan was Krishna Balaram Mandir was the end of the world. Practically couldn't get a rickshaw there. And right behind Krishna Balaram was the white sands of Raman Reti, where Krishna played his cows, and you can hear the birds. Recently, I was speaking to someone in Vrindavan, and they went to the, you know, the land that we have there, where they, and they were by the samadhis of my godbrothers and god's sisters who had passed away. And the person was talking, we could hear the birds. Bibi Govinda Swami is doing kirtan in his room. You can hear the birds. Now you can hear them. When the pandemic ends and Vrindavan is flooded with people, you have to kind of leave this main area too. Although they have accepted a material body that is fit to be eaten by dogs, they call themselves God under the influence of Lord Vishnu's external energy. You know, there was one 1976, there was one young boy named Bal Yogi. He was 14 years old, and he was promoted as God, and he was getting all these disciples. And he rented out the Astrodome in Houston. So people went to protest that this guy is like claiming to be God. And in the Village Voice or the Rolling Stone, there was a saying, but the real opposition, because the devotees came there to protest, the real opposition was by the Hare Krishna kids, whose enthusiasm belied their frail looks. They all came down to protest. And Dayananda, who's about 6'5", I think who was the headmaster at Gurukul, I think he got on top of one of the ticket booths, and he pointed up there when he saw that Bal Yogi, he's come down. And then what happened is he disappointed his disciples. And then what happened is when he disappointed his disciples, one of them threw a pie in his face. When Prabhupada heard that, he said, God with pie in his face, I kick on his face with boot. Nirvishesha shunyavadi pasyata deshatar. He came to preach against this kind of nonsense. I had my college roommate who joined Hare Krishna, and he passed away. He was actually murdered preaching. But he was a great poet. And he wrote one poem. I just remember the line about criticizing this type of thing. It said, he thought he was God, an infinite wad. Wad means bubble gum that you chew. He thought he was God, an infinite wad. I wish I had the rest of the poem. Gaurachandra, the son of Sachi, is the Lord of all. Behold his prowess to the full satisfaction of our eyes. Simply by his will, millions of people gathered with millions of large burning torches. Now he's repeating the same thing again, and he's writing new verses for it, which is easy when it's prose, but with poetry, it has to be Icha Macha Koti Kocha Samridahoy. Katakoti Mahadipa Dralita Lagila Keva Ropi Leka Kaila Prati Dwara Dwari Keva Gaya Vaya Keva Pushpa Vrishnikai. Who placed the bananas at every doorstep? Who sang? Who played musical instruments? Who showered the flowers? I cannot understand the love that manifests there when the Lord drank Sridhar's water. On seeing the Lord's display of affection for his devotees, the people of the three worlds cried. Some relied, rolled on the ground, and some let their hair loose. Holding straw between his teeth, Sridhar cried and loudly chanted the name of Hari with tears in his eyes. Sridhar danced, cried, and lamented, "Alas, what kind of water has the Lord drunk?" Sridhar's Roy, I don't know that. After drinking his devotee's water, Vishvambhar Prabhu, the Lord of Vaikuntha, danced in Sridhar's courtyard. His intimate associates sang in great ecstasy in the four directions, while Nityananda and Gadadhar danced at the two sides of the Lord. Just behold the ultimate fortune of the Lord's servant, Sridhar, the banana seller. Even Brahma and Shiva cried on seeing his glories. One cannot attain Krishna by wealth, high birth, or scholarship. Lord Chaitanya is controlled only by devotional service. Janmaishvarya Shruta Shrivir Edamana Bhatat Nabahat Yabhadaitumva Twam Akinshana. Gotra, the lineage of Akinshana, the people who are humble, who don't have this sense of possessiveness and control, who are not intoxicated by birth, opulence, education, beauty, aristocracy. Remember Radhanath Swami, I heard him tell one story. He was telling it to me personally. But they used to have this Pune Yatra at the summer house of this big Bombay industrialist, very, very famous. Even I heard of him before I knew that he became a devotee. So it was at his house, and it's a huge house, and they had a huge festival. And then Radhanath Swami was watching, where there's a big kirtan, and this humble industrialist is actually the son of the biggest industrialist, but then he took over and he was dancing, and Radhanath Swami saw him dancing in the middle of the circle with his driver. Dancing with his driver. After bestowing mercy on Sridhar by drinking his water, Lord Gauranga again entered the town. So I think that's a good place to start today. And I have no idea when this is going to end, but I personally am enjoying it. Would anybody like to share a reflection?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I knew you wouldn't disappoint me.
Thank you so much for classes. I can never disappoint you. You always give so many wonderful things to think about. Thank you. I really love the point that Krishna can't be the Supreme Personality Godhead until he's the servant. That is what makes him supreme. It's not, I always love how you say it's not the supreme position of Godhead, it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it's his servitude that makes him great.
I forgot my line. Thank you for reminding me, yes. He's not the supreme position of God or the supreme person of Godhead. Yes. Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Okay, anybody like to say hello? Well,
hi, Tishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I did a similar Jaya's point. I like the supreme position of Godhead too. I mean, versus supreme personality of God.
Wait, you like the supreme personality rather than the supreme?
Yeah. But I just like the you know, contrast that you made. You know, position, personality versus.
Yeah, this is what I do.
Position of Godhead versus personality of Godhead. Yes.
I think of these things. I chant in the morning for several hours, like two and a half, 3 hours when I get up.
Oh.
And sometimes thoughts come in my mind, concepts. It's so beautiful. The philosophy is so deep. It's so unlimited. Wow. Okay, thank you, Gail. I'm offering you a call to answer all your questions. I told you that, so just let me know when. Okay, anybody else?
Hi, Krishna.
Premi, Hari Bo.
Hari Bo. You mentioned in your class that the most precious quality is humility and service. So I have a question, if you would like to elaborate more on the difference between humility and low self-esteem.
Oh, I think I just wrote about that. There's many ways to look at it, but the difference is in low self-esteem, you're unhappy that you're not great.
So it's still self-centered.
Well, no, I'll tell you. Wait, I'll explain. In low self-esteem, you're happy that you're not great. Yeah, so it's still self-centered. And in humility, you're unhappy that you're thinking that way. You're unhappy that you're aspiring that way. You're not unhappy that you're not that way. You're unhappy that you're still thinking like that.
So humility means that you're very peaceful, very satisfied internal, maybe not satisfied for your
service. Well, you're satisfied to be a servant, but in humility, you're not happy that you think that if there's any kind of conception that I want to be great. That the difference is, in low self-esteem, it creates a psychological aberration because you want to be something that you're not. In humility, it doesn't, because you want to be something that you are. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're still there in Mayapur. You can't get it's like
almost October. I can't believe it.
It's yeah. Amazing. 6 or 7 months and you got stuck there.
Temple has reopened.
What?
Temple has reopened. Temple reopened yesterday. Yes.
Oh, here in Mayapur.
Yes. Okay.
I wish I was there.
Yes, of course.
My room is waiting.
Yeah.
And then I can wave to your husband from the roof.
He is chanting on the rooftop now.
Okay. Tell him I send my regards. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Hi.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo.
Thank you very much for the class.
Oh, great. I'm so happy that you both come and you're taking the studentship seriously, because it means to hear from your guru. So I'm so happy that you both, you're always on here. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna.
Akiko.
Akiko,
what a spectacular backdrop. I can't figure it out, but it's amazing. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Okay.
Guru Maharaj. Namaste here.
Hari Bol.
Thank you for the class. Thank you, Maharaj.
I'm so happy that I can connect with all you people in your country.
Thank you.
It's really amazing, you know. It's so great.
We are so fortunate. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Hemala Tarrada.
That's also quite a spectacular backdrop.
Maharaj, you get the mood of the devotees you associate with. That's what I also took note from in the class, and it seems that I always take notes of the same things, Maharaj. So I think I'm going to have to start putting some posts around my house so I don't forget.
Okay, great. Where is that backdrop? It's beautiful.
I don't know, Maharaj. I downloaded long ago when I was making a flyer for a kirtan here in Mar del Plata. It's really beautiful.
It is. It is. Thank you. Nice to see
you. Thank you, Maharaj, so much for class.
Okay.
And your association.
Great. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
So fortunate to get out of New York City, I can tell you that. Hey, save us. Hari Bol.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Hari Bol. Okay, good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Mal Govinda.
Hare Bol.
Hare Bol. I just wanted to share the servant is the highest position if we value love over anything else.
Good point. Good point. Okay. Krishna Rain.
Thanks for a great class.
Okay. Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's Leela Vrindavan.
From Ecuador.
From Ecuador. Hola.
Are things working out okay there?
Yeah, very good. And I just wanted to share that it sometimes feels like that to aspire to be the servant and have the mood of service in all situations sometimes feels just so far away.
Well, right. But the trick is that whoever we are and whatever our nature is, we do everything as a service.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, long story, but when I was asking this sadhu, should I be guru? People were asking me if I should initiate. He said, yes, but don't think you're guru. Do it as a service to your guru. So guru has to sit in the center. He has to order people. He has to control. But you could do everything as a service. That's the beauty of bhakti.
Mm.
And then everything, it is. It is. When we chant very, very deeply, when we go inside, and then we realize if we want to go deeper, we have to make the prayer. You know, that whatever you want, I will do. And then your mind thinks, oh my God, what if he asked me to do this? And what if he asked me to do this? So, yeah, we have a very simple process. We surrender to Guru and Krishna. And then what we do becomes purified.
Mm.
Anyway, you're young. Keep on working at it. Okay. Well, I appreciate you're able to come to the classes. That's great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hari Bol. Anybody else like to say hello?
Good morning, Guru Maharaj. This is Champak.
Champak, how nice to see you. Where are you now?
I'm in Colorado, just visiting here for a few weeks.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see you on the classes. Okay.
Happy to be here, Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Okay, this is great. This is great to see you here. Because I know you love these things.
I do.
You love Gaur Leela. You love Krishna Leela. It's the best thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy to let illusion just kind of cover your real desires.
Okay, well, you also have the power of bhakti, the power of guru. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sri Rupa.
Sri Rupa, Hari Bol. Good. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to head out now. It was great. I can't believe it, you know. It's during the week. It's not the pandemic ban anymore, so people are going back to work, and still we have such a nice Sangha. That's great. Okay, but I really felt today was very important. Okay. Mancha kalpa tarubhyas sakripas.